AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, while wrapping up a NATO summit in Europe, dismisses suggestions that fellow world leaders see the U.S. as being in crisis over inflation, partisan divisions, and a series of contentious court rulings. Sagar Magani has this.
An AP Norick Center for Public Affairs research poll finds 85% of U.S. adults think the nation's on the wrong track. As he ended a European visit, the president was asked if his global colleagues feel the same way.
You haven't found one person, one world leader to say America's going backwards.
Yet that was exactly the term the president used hours later, after the Supreme Court dealt his climate change fight efforts a blow by limiting what the EPA can do to cut power plant emissions, after earlier blasting the high court's rulings on abortion and gun rights. He called this another devastating decision that aims to take our country backwards. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Another AP Norick poll finds about half of those questioned want former President Donald Trump to face charges for his role in the attack on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters. Here's the AP's Hannah Fingerhut.
The vast majority of Democrats say Trump should be charged with a crime and that he was responsible for the events at the Capitol on January 6th. Just 10% of Republicans think Trump should be charged with a crime, but still many, 41% of Republicans, say he was at least partly responsible for the events that day.
The survey was taken before Tuesday's surprise hearing featuring former Trump White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson. Her explosive testimony provided the most compelling evidence yet that the former president could be linked to a federal crime. 46% of those questions say congressional Republicans are significantly responsible for January 6th, and another fifth say the Republicans at least have some responsibility. This is AP News. Uvalde, Texas parents met with Mayor Don McLaughlin and other officials to find out what's going on with the investigation into the Robb Elementary School shooting in which 19 students and two teachers were killed by an 18-year-old gunman. And this from KSAT, everyone at the meeting expressed their frustrations with the Texas Department of Public Safety and the local district attorney.
Do your part for us. If you can't say something, do something.
I'm trying every day, I promise you.
Well, we're already to the point where we don't believe anything that anybody says.
I'm with you.
Everybody's lied, both they lied to all of us. Everybody in this room has been lied to more than once.
McLaughlin handed out letters from both the DA and DPS warning him not to release any information or face charges. The Pac-12 Collegiate Conference loses two of its flagship schools, USC and UCLA, jumping to the Big Ten for the 2024 season. Their joining expands the Big Ten to 16 schools from coast to coast. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
The best trips don't just take you somewhere new. They change the way you see the world. On Wayfinder Life-Changing Travel, uncover the delights of every destination across city hideaways and crystal blue shores. Sponsored by season 2 launch partner Fiji Airways.
When it comes to a stopover, people don't recognize the value until they actually do it. So I wanted to see how stopping off in Fiji and doing my buffer there instead of going straight back to Sydney, how that shifted me into the mentality and got me ready for going back to real life. And you know, the best cure for anxiety is feeling nurtured and calm and taken care of. And I think Fijian hospitality lends into that quite well. Fiji kind of wraps around you in a way that's warmer than everywhere else. I think it's because the culture grew up centered by community.
Listen to brand new episodes of Wayfinder Life-Changing Travel on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday, all at once. Your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk. Your PM wants feature adoption by cohort, and your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response, all backed by your actual business context as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.